May I call it introspection? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with meditation. May I call it introspection? Oftentimes we think about meditation as to think about. Meditation, by the dictionary definition, is to think about something. It's to think something, to meditate upon something, to have something in our mind. But what we really mean, I believe, by meditation is the act of introspection, the act of listening to the divine within. To listen to the divine within is a very wonderful thing and a very proper thing, but it's not always the easiest thing to do. The reason that we find it not easy is that we don't recognize the voice that speaks to us inside of us. We think that it's our own voice. We think that we're just talking to ourselves. And when we have this conversation with God, the talk with ourselves, the introspective listening to the divine within, we think that it's ourself talking to ourself. And in fact, it is ourself talking to ourself. No matter how often the mystics have played their game of saying it is something so grand and glorious, and it is that indeed too, it is always and comes always back to ourself. Now, the difficulty here is that we do not really appreciate how wonderfully we are, how wonderfully made we are, how grandly we are. We are wonderful beings. We are grand beings. We are glorious beings. We are divine. And the sooner we start to recognize that we are divine, then the sooner we'll realize that this voice we've been listening to inside of ourselves, giving us all of this interesting, good advice, is ourself. But it is the divine in us. It is God in us, speaking to us as us. It's hard for us to appreciate this. I know every time I think of myself as God, I sort of have a little quiver in myself. It says, oh, are you sure about that? What makes you think you're so good? What makes you think you're so wonderful? Well, I have to tell myself again and again, there's nothing else in this universe but God. There's nothing anywhere. God created all, is all, through all, as all, and I am God. And the sooner I start recognizing I am God, and then make choices on that recognition, then wonderful things happen. Now, what sort of things am I supposed to recognize with me as God? What sort of things am I supposed to think about of me as God? What sort of things am I supposed to be aware of as me as God? Am I supposed to be aware that I am good and beautiful and wonderful? What about the bad thoughts I have? Is that God having bad thoughts? No. In the mind of God, in the essence of God, any thought that I consider bad is an is. It's just an is. The stone is an is. The stone being thrown through the window is an is. The stone breaking the window is an is. The stone missing the window because someone just opened it at that moment is an is. The stone not bothering anything but falling on the floor is an is. The person inside, being untouched by the stone, looks down, sees it, picks it up, and throws it back out the window gently, not angrily, not with any emotion, just an is. You see, when things take an is proportion, they lose the emotional impact. They lose the human aspect. They lose the relative aspect. It's done for a cause and an effect. And this is where we get into so much trouble in our introspection, because we're thinking in introspection, there is a cause and there is an effect. In introspection, we think, I am good. And there's no cause for that good, and there's no effect of that good. That's just an is. And when I think I am good, I do everything in my entire existence based upon being good. When I say I am bad, I do everything in my existence based on the fact that I am bad. Now, is that good or is that bad? That's just an is. Now, whether I approve of it or not, that's another thing. Whether I approve and I say this I choose to do and this I don't choose to do, those are human attitudes. The divine has no attitude about anything. All just is. If God created everything, and we believe that God created everything, then God created everything what we call good and what we call bad. But now, why do we call anything bad? Because we label it. We label it with our understanding. And if, indeed, we had the perception to look beyond the appearance that stands before us, we might find that instead of that thing we call bad being bad, it is only an is, or it is perhaps even good. And more than likely, it's a good. Because everything that exists can be used by us for a purpose that is good. We can look at the world and see it as good. That's what our divine picture wants to tell us. We can look at life and see everything beautiful, regardless of the appearances, because the appearances are neither good nor bad. They're just what we name them with our emotional attitude. And when we look at things, do we see a tree dying? Do we see a tree birthing out of the ground, the seed coming forth, the branches sticking out, the leaves? Do we see the flowers? Do we see the dogs? Do we see people? Do we see circumstances? And if we can name everything good and very good continuously, then we are living as God. When we see things with limitations about them, then we are living as humans. Now, it's not that we're not living as God, but we're living as a limited aspect of the divine that we are. For the divine that we are sees no relative, no good nor bad, no right nor wrong. It just sees the is. And it's not a matter of just seeing it. It sees the is and labels it as an is. The day that you and I would like to really step into our meditation, and I step into meditation every moment of the day. When I step in my meditation, I am peace. I am untouched. I am unconditionally loving. I am loving without any conditions, without any humanity about me. I love because that's my nature to love. I don't know how to do anything else. And what a wonderful way to meditate. What a wonderful way to live our life. To always live it, knowing that all is good and very good. And our thinking does not make it right nor wrong, for all exists as and is. And when I can look from my divine perspective, I see everything good and very good, and it's wonderful. It's glorious. It's who I am. Think on these things, and you know that when you do, you're joining me in this state of meditative bliss, for truly it is beyond imagination. So, my beloveds, have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.